Okay, now, way back before Yontif, before we were preparing for Yontif, we were learning the Maimer from the Chalban on Bitachon and Hestadlus. Trying to learn how to balance, on the one hand, the requirement that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, that the Torah has, that we trust in Him, that we trust in Him, we rely upon Him, and on the other hand, it was supposed to be in this world, to make Hestadlus. And this is the whole Torah of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai of Lag BaOmer and the Gemara and Shabbos is about this sugya of Bitachon and Hestadlus. Maybe we'll talk about that more in a couple of weeks. There are many shiurim over the years I gave in that Indian. That's what the story is about, with Rabbi Shimon. And he saw people working in the field, right? And Rabbi Shimon, Tarmat Tehela, what are you doing? Like, why are you working? You're supposed to be all learning all the time. That's the way of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shmuel's way was not like that. So this is a problem that goes way back. How to balance those two worlds of Bitachon and Hestadlus. So wait, before Yontif, we started this chapter of the Maimer. Let's review because it's such a long time. Let's go over again from the beginning of Tavkuf Nun Zayin. Mesiris Nefesh La'am Yisrael. We did this, so we'll just go very quickly. We're up to the bottom of the page, but we'll go over it quickly. Imkein Yesh Behechlet Inyan Choshev Lashchi Atzma B'Kedusha V'Liftach B'Hashem. There's no question that as the Chabam is explaining at the end of the last parak of this Maimer, the Rambam tells us very clearly that every single one of us has the opportunity, or I shouldn't say opportunity, every single one of us ideally can make ourselves into members of Shevet Levi, not as far as halach is concerned, and not as far as Trumas and Mais is concerned, and washing the hands of the Kahanim, but to be separated from this world and to devote oneself entirely to Avodas Hashem, which was the mitzvah of Shevet Levi, and to remove, as the Rambam says, from upon ourselves the burden of the Cheshbon Nesirah of this world. Every person can do that. And there's no question that that's an ideal, and to trust in Hashem. And that one's hishtadlus in this world should only be, ideally should be, only what he absolutely needs, and not more than that. And we spoke a lot about how that term, absolutely needs, or what's absolute necessity, obviously that changes over time and over the years. My father still insists that air conditioning is a luxury. This has been, my sister and I had an argument with him over that, all the years growing up, because this is a luxury, and now I'm having an argument with my kids. He argued that it's not a luxury; it's a basic requirement. We're living in New York City; it's hot and it's humid in the summer. And my father's on 76 degrees on the thing. And that was so. When he was away, we returned. My sister, we turned it all the way down. I remember once the heat went on, we turned it down so low to be able to have that hanah.
You figured out when the bill came in, or no?
Yeah, I don't know. I never spoke to us about it. I don't know, but so every generation, and even within the generation, this is constantly shifting. What's necessary, what's needed. But certainly, the ideal is to trust in Hashem and to make the minimal amount of hishtadlus lefi that particular time and place. The hishtadlus that one makes if you live in Eretz Yisrael is not the same in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, different communities, and Chutz La'aretz, different communities, and so on. The Dov is at Tali Madregis B'nei Ha'adam. This ratio of Bitachon and Hestadlus depends upon the Madregis. Shegechol She'adam Dov Geis Abba Hashem Is Baruch. This we see clearly in Chavis Alavavis, in other Svarim. The kichol shehadam dovak yosef b'Hashem isbarach. The more attached a person is to Hashem, kain shayra lav siyata d'shmaya. The more he's able to tap into that siyata d'shmaya, that extra intervention from above to help him. In other words, if you're somebody that's obsessed with work and obsessed with hishtadlus and more and more and more, and then you give somebody else the speech of don't worry, everything's going to be fine, or it's all a matter of siyata deshmaya, or even in your life there's an issue, let's say a matter of health, and in your life when it comes to parnasa, you leave no stone unturned. In other words, when it comes to matters of parnasa, you're driven and you don't have time to learn, you don't have time to daven b'tzibur, but you don't have time for your family. And then when it comes to another inyan, could be a matter of health or something, then all of a sudden you start talking like a big baal bitachon, not only for others but even for yourself. So it's not so poshut. You have opted for the hishtadlus route, and you have to a large extent removed yourself from the bitachon / siyata deshmaya, because the measure of divine intervention, the measure of siyata deshmaya, corresponds to the measure of bitachon that one has. If you are a small bal bitachon, then the siyata deshmaya is set up from shemayim in accordance to your level of bitachon. So the Chalban is explaining, if you're somebody who's dovek b'Hashem, you live in a place of dveikus, and you believe be'emunah shleima that the main cause of any success that you have in this world is dveikus b'Hashem. Not to say that you don't work, but that's how you see reality. Kain shayra lov siyata d'shmaya, remelu yochel ishtadla pachas binyani elamazeh. And then the person, then you can make less ishtadlis in the inyanim of this world, less and less ishtadlis. The Chalban says, based upon what we see in this farm, the greatest way for a person to access extraordinary help from above, extraordinary siyata deshmaya, is mesirus nefesh for Am Yisrael. Is mesirus nefesh for other Jews. V'ainu shekichol she'odem mekadosh es chayv ma'isatzim l'man Hashem. The more you mekadosh yourself and you give yourself over l'man Hashem, l'man tikun hashchina, l'man Am Yisrael, kach chol olav hashgoch el yoyna, so too with hashgoch el yoyna attach itself to you. The ikkar is that the heart is given over to the Jewish people. He's going to explain this much more. We're going to see in a few minutes. The fact that you're a genius and you have very fancy chidush Torah, that's wonderful. But we see from the Svarim that that's not the main means of attaching to hashgacha pratis, to the hashgacha Hashem in a stronger way. Shirchel is chadshan v'amkim b'tar, that you're very deep in your learning. Ulam b'liba humasar pachos la'am yisrael mi'odam pashut she'en olamden. But in your heart you have less of a feeling, less of and you're less ma'isha nefesh for Jews than somebody who's a simple Jew, and he's not a lamden. Akol chayav mugdoshim la'am yisrael. But you give your entire life to Am Yisrael. That person who gives himself over to Am Yisrael connects to the highest place of siyata d'shmayim. Because Knesset Yisrael is the Shechina herself, kivyachol. And you have made yourself a part of Am Yisrael. Hashem never takes his eyes off of the Jewish people. He never takes his eyes off of Am Yisrael. As far as the individual, of course Hashem knows everything that's going on, but as far as the Hashgacha Pratis and the Siyata Dishmaya, it depends where you hold it. It depends how dovek you are in Hashem. It depends what's your bitachon, what's your munah, what's your bitachon. But when a person lets go of himself and gives himself over to Am Yisrael, then he is tapping into the extraordinary hashgacha of Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo, which does not only mean Eretz Yisrael, it means Am Yisrael, and particularly in Eretz Yisrael, but Am Yisrael. The tikkun of the Jewish people, helping the Jewish people, is called tikkun hashchina. Because Knesset Yisrael is the Shechina in this world. So when you attach yourself to Knesset Yisrael, when you surrender yourself to Am Yisrael, when you place the needs of the Jewish people above your own, then you are entering into that mysterious world of the Shechina HaKadosha. And the Hashgacha is very, very strong and focused on you, because you've removed yourself from the tiny little domain of me as a selfish little individual. And who are you? Why are you worthy of... You're not in such a place of Dreikus. Why are you worthy for such Siyat Nishmaya? But if you connect yourself to Am Yisrael, that's why I mentioned this last time, that we see in this Svar Makadoshim that, especially when it comes to Elul, and we all become more concerned with how do we appear in God's eyes. So the Svarim give the strongest Eitzah, the strongest possible Eitzah, is to do for other people. Is to do for other people, to connect to other Jews. That's called Tikkun HaShechina. Shekein HaShgach al Yoyin HaChol al Inyonim Shal Klal Yisrael. Because whenever it's a Klal Yisrael Inyon, the HaShgach al Yoyin, the HaShgach of Hashem, is very attached to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the more the Klal needs you, the more you're needed by other Jews, the more you're involved with other Jews, the more you're involved in Tikkun HaShechina, and the result, one of the fringe benefits of your involvement with Tikkun HaShechina, is that the Shechina doesn't take her eyes off of you. It's not just about your life, it's about how your life affects other people. How your life affects and influences other Jews. So the Chalban said something which a lot of people would not like, that you could be a big mechadish in Torah, and you're a genius, and you're writing a gvaldiga sefer, and it could be that a simple Jew, in other words, that first big mechadish has separated himself very much from the people, and it could be that a simple Jew, who's not by any means a lamdan, but who has devoted heart and soul to Am Yisrael, could be that that person is more involved in Tikkun HaShechina than the Lamdan who's writing the fancy Sefer. Of course, it all depends on Kavanis, and if that Lamdan's Kavanis with the Sefer is to enrich the lives of other Jews who are learning, will learn the Sefer, and to teach Torah to other Jews, that's also Tikkun HaShechina. It's not to say Chas V'Chalila, that it's a selfish thing. It depends what the person's Kavanis are. If it's because he wants to put out a Sefer so he could have more covet and his resume looks better. It's not the same thing as someone who's putting out a sefer because he wants to be a Torahist, to make the Masechta easier, that Jews will be able to understand the Masechta, or Jews will be able to understand the Shulchan Aruch better, or to understand Chassidus better, and to help Am Yisrael. It's already a Madrega, it's something else. But Stam, to impress your Rebbe or to impress the Rosh Yeshiva with a fancy Svar, it's a klal in the Svar Makadosh. The more you are a klal Yisrael digimensh, the more worthy you are to benefit from extraordinary Siyata Dishmai. Because there's an extraordinary madrega of Siyata Dishmai for klal Yisrael. And anyone who's a vital part of klal Yisrael. But if you have separated yourself and made yourself as someone who is not involved with Klal Yisrael, so then the Shechia is for less yet than the Shmai. V'aymekinin husha Shechin hi Klal Yisrael. That's what I said a minute ago. The Shechina is Klal Yisrael. Kanoida. V'yisherish ha'ashgocha v'habrocha hel yoyne. And it's the root of all the ha'ashgocha v'Hashem's involvement in this world and all brachas that come from the world above. Therefore, the more connected you are to Klal Yisrael, the more dovek you are to Shechina. So it's hard to say. You have a person that he knows how to learn, he's a lamdan, and he's sitting and learning in a bais medrash for 50, 60 years, and he wouldn't even consider teaching other Jews or helping other Jews and learning with other Jews. Hard to say. Where is that person in this avodah, which is the tachlis of creation? It's called Tikkun HaShechina.
His learning himself, the learning itself is not on Klal Yisrael, right?
There's no question that that also, and that's why it depends a lot on his kavanas. A lot on his kavanas. What are his kavanas when he's sitting and learning? It depends a lot on
him.
Yes, in halacha, there are rules. When is one allowed to, and when does one have to be mevatel talmud Torah? A mitzvah oiveris, a mitzvah shein oiveris. When it comes to things that are not mitzvahs, other things, there are gedarim in halacha. There are gedarim in halacha, and obviously, one has to learn the sugis properly. And the Chalban is not suggesting, nor am I, that a person who is at that time in his life is registered for learning, and that's what he's Isaac in, he has to be very careful to follow those guidelines. But his kavanah should be kavanahs of Am Yisrael kavanahs, Tikkun HaShechina, and even something as simple as, like I mentioned a few times in the past, closing your Gemara and putting it on the shelf so that some old Jew does not do it at the end of the day. It's not just about you. Someone needs help. Why did Ramesh say that everybody should give a Meiser, should give Meiser of their time to learn with somebody else? Ramesh wrote, and it's printed in the Tshuvas, that a person should, a person who's learning should give at least a tenth of his time to learn with somebody else, to learn with other people, to be mechazik of the Jews and their Yiddishkeit and so on, not to live by yourself. That's why it has so much to do with a person's kavanas, with a person's intentions. Again, worried about and brokenhearted over the Churban HaMikdash means that you're distraught over the matzav of Am Yisrael and Golus. It bothers you. You live in a nice house, it's comfortable, you have what to eat. That's not the whole tzur of Am Yisrael, that you have what to eat. We don't have nevuah. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. There's still so much suffering on so many levels. The Doeg La'am Yisrael, to be a person who worries about Am Yisrael. So everybody should try every now and then to say Tikkun Chatzayis. Tikkun Chatzayis is very much about this. Tikkun Chatzayis. Vach, Tikkun Laya. Begashm Yusam, Baruch Niyusam. You're worried about Am Yisrael's Gashmis, about Am Yisrael's Ruchnis. She akoyev b'libal tzayrim she Yisrael b'chol tchum. Your heart is aching over the suffering of Am Yisrael, what Jews are going through, also in Gashmis, in Ruchnis. Jews are going through with their children, such unbelievable tzaris and such nisyanis, shalom bayis. I don't have to give a list. U'mispal al-kach, and you daven for the Jews. And you're filled with a deep longing. It hurts you that Jews are so far away from Hashem. It hurts you. You want Jews to come back. You want a mezaka of the Jews to return. If your own house and if your own panasa worries, if you're more worked up about that, then you have not yet reached the madrega of tzaddikim. Hashem shur b'hem u'misayim l'ela, that they have unbelievable help from above and they can perform all kinds of nisim, and their brachas are able to be piled all kinds of yeshuas for different people because they're living in that place of Am Yisrael. I think that the day after Hurricane Sandy was pile much more aggravation than any typical Tisha B'Av, and that's the Madrig, that's who we are. We say it in the Kibbutz that Yushalayim of Machayzes, that Yushalayim and all the area around Yushalayim is Chorav, is Mchorav. So what taste is it? What pleasure can I have from, like Rabbi Yehuda Levi was saying, what pleasure do I have from my food I can't even eat? What pleasure do I have from the sunlight? And Yerushalayim is Chorav, and there's Golus HaShechina, and Am Yisrael is suffering, and so on. It's a Madrega of Tzaddik. Okay, so we're not in that Madrega, but something to work on. The Shayrish HaKol Sheyim Sa'odim is called Chayiv L'man Hashem, to give oneself over to Hashem. not to be worried and not to allow yourself to become sad because of your own personal chesoinus. To unify and to focus your heart to become a dwelling place for the Shekhinah, and to try to take your mind off your own personal chesoinus, even in Ruchnius, and to be more focused on the chesoinus of the Tzibur, of Am Yisrael, of other Jews. And it's not that your intention is that if I do that, I'm becoming more of an Am Yisrael person, and as more of an Am Yisrael person, I'm going to be zeicher for more siyata d'shmaya, and life is going to be better for me, and I won't have to worry so much about my parnasa and so on. That's not your intention. Shekachu adayin, the other side. Shekachu adayin merukas ba'atzma, because that person is still focused on himself. The key is to take one's thoughts off of oneself. Kmo chayal b'shdeh hakrav, like a soldier on the battlefield. Shino choshev al atzmo, who's not thinking about himself, his own personal safety. If he's thinking about his own personal safety, he'll hide in a hole or behind a tree or something. Ela machnis atzmo l'sakonis chaim l'man hatzolus klal am Yisrael. The soldier puts himself into mamish, as sakonis nefashis. He endangers his life, as sakonis chaim, in order to save other Jews, in order to help other Jews.
Is the key is to dying, or to do something about
dying? Look, the key is to do something about it. But not everybody is able to be poil at that particular time in his life. But the key is to do. Not just to sit around correcting and thinking and being worried. When you can do, you do. And when you can't, you worry, you think about it. This inyan, I think that Lubavitcher Rebbe was chad bedar, this inyan. Anybody that came to speak to him, when all the stories that you hear or that you read about with Lubavitcher Rebbe, whoever came to speak to him, and they would start to talk about their inyan, they're going through like this, like that, it was always, Lubavitcher Rebbe was always, what can you do for others? Stop talking about yourself so much. You already told me for the last half hour what you need. You didn't tell me what you needed for. Where do you live? Like, there's so many stories like this. Yes, where do you live? The Yitzhak Zerah lives. Is there a mikveh there? No, but there's a mikveh 80 miles away. So he says, no, well, so we go, we travel. So the Rebbe always says, I wasn't talking about you. I want to know why you're an Orthodox Jew and you're not building a mikveh. There are other Orthodox Jews over there. Yeah, but they're only like 20. Why aren't you building a mikveh then? I don't have the money for it. Why aren't you going to raise money? Every talk that he had with people was, Lamaisa, what are you doing? There's a famous story where he told somebody to be poil something for another person, and the person hung up the phone to Rabbi Chodakov, who was the secretary in those years. He hung up the phone, and the Rabbi didn't talk on the phone to me. He told Rabbi Chodakov, tell this Jew that he has to go do this, do that, and the person hangs up the phone, and he's trying to think, how am I going to do it? The Rabbi wants me to do it. He wants also to be poil for somebody. He said, how am I going to do that? And then the phone rang after 5 minutes. Rabbi Chodakov was on the phone. He said, the Rebbe said, I should call you back to tell you, stop thinking about it and go do it. Stop thinking about it. Get moving. Do it. Go. Every talk that happened. There's a maestro that I told in shul last year by I think it was by the Rebbe's, 2 weeks ago, by Gilmore Thomas. That's a whole story. I'm not going to say all the whole maestro, but there was a maestro with a yid that the Rebbe met him before he became Rebbe. He was then called the Ramash. He met him in the elevator of an apartment building in Crown Heights. And he asked him, where do you come from? And the Yid says, well, right now, he says, I'm in business and it was in Iceland.
New Zealand.
I'm in New Zealand now. Because he was making money in New Zealand. And he didn't know who the Rebbe was. He came from before the war. He'd never met the Rebbe in those days with the picture. It was in the 40s. And the Rebbe asked him, in the elevator, he says, in New Zealand, what are you doing there? He says, I'm making money. He said to him, what about a mikveh? The other Jews, they have to make a mikveh. And he gets out of the elevator, and this man was visiting his daughter. He was a chassid, not a Lubavitcher. not a bumper, but so he got out of the elevator and he said to his daughter, who there was this yid that was hocking me in the elevator, who was that yid? He says, you know, she said, that's Lubavitch Rebbe's son-in-law. It's a big tzaddik. So he said, oh, okay. Many years later, and the Rebbe was already Rebbe for a long time. He had this dude had an Indian, and people said, you have to go talk to Lubavitch Rebbe. And he went to get the dollar. That's the thing. He's already an older man, and he came to get the dollar. He wanted to chaper a bracha from the Rebbe. And the Rebbe looks at him. He says, "What have happened with New Zealand? Did they make?" He saw him on the elevator for 10 seconds. He said, "What have happened with New Zealand? Did they make?" He said, what are you doing with your life? He said, "This chometz seis was too oish. Stop talking about it." You go to all the, you know, you have these shuls and the maizdas and the yeshivas, meetings. The ikkir is that everybody finished the food platter and the salami and the bologna. Meetings. When we were trying to make the shul, that's not possible, you can't do it, it's not possible. And at that time, I remember Israel Gens. Israel's whole mahalach was, I don't want to talk about this anymore, let's just go do it. We'll go talk to the bank, go talk to people. Stop talking about it. Everybody else is all like, you know, I can't, it's not shy. Like I told you, I was with a chavrusa of mine, we lived together for many years, and I told this to you once, and probably remember, something will remember, that it's an old chavrusa of mine, and he moved, at that time I lived in Farakwe, and he moved to Farakwe, and he asked me to come over to help him with some stuff. And he had this bookcase, and he had to get into the study. So the two of us are big thinkers, you understand. So we look at the bookcase, and both of us look at each other and we say, it doesn't go. It's not shy. It doesn't work out. I think he even looked like a tape measure for us. You know, and he's also not handy. Neither of us are handy. And he goes like this, he looks at it, and I say, it's not shy. It can't work. His wife walks into the room and says, why don't you put the bookcase in the room? And we both say, it doesn't fit. She looked at us, I'll tell you that. And she went herself, and she started going like this, and she went like that, and we were saying, it doesn't fit, and she put it right in front of me. It's big bizyanis. Big bizyanis. We still, whenever we see each other, remind you. It's not possible. We made such a cheshbon. We made such a cheshbon of the right angle. It's not a good angle. We need a cosine. We need a tangent. It's not the right, it's not good. It doesn't go. She put it right in through. That's how it is. The ik is lamaisa. But sometimes the emes is it doesn't fit into the room. Right? Sometimes it doesn't. No, with a shelf it's a kleinigkeit, but when there are Jews that are suffering, so then that's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. The beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Shivis is like that, but then the beginning of Shulchan Aruch is what? We'd like to be worried about the Chorban, to be a Klal Yisrael Jew. It's interesting, that's how Shulchan Aruch starts. Of course, Shulchan Aruch begins, Shivis Hashem Nagdi Samit, Shulchan Aruch begins, he's Gabba Kari, you're standing in God's presence, Shivis Hashem Nagdi Samit, and then it goes right into the union of Tikkun Chatzayis and worrying over the Chol Mitzvah Mikdash, worrying over Klal Yisrael. That's, because that's what we're learning. That's what places you in God's presence. It's not just a matter of your religious feelings and your inspiration. You want to be, Hashem's Baruch says, you want to be with me? This is the Shechina talking. The Shechina says, you want to be with me? Get involved with other Jews. Do for other Jews. Help them. Give money. Teach them. Be involved with other Jews. So you see that the Indian of Shivis Hashem like the Summit, which is the Kaddah of the Torah, Halchim of Hashem, Sadiqim Halchim of Hashem, the Shechina says, the Ramah says, the beginning, the brings from the Rambam, that Shechina begins with the Vekas Hashem. But then right away, you see, to worry about the Chol Mitzvah Mikdash. Not just because if there'll be a Mitzvah Mikdash, you'll be able to have more Dveges Vashem. That's true. But Klal Yisrael is nothing without the Mitzvah Mikdash. Most of the mitzvahs we can't even keep anymore. Most mitzvahs we can't keep. What do we have? We have no Karbanos. You know what we're missing without Karbanos? We don't have the Kapar of the Karbanos. We're missing without Hashuas Hashchina. We're missing without Nevuah. So sometimes it doesn't go. So then, And the ikkar is to be worried and to be nervous and to cry. When we hear that there's something going on, lo aleinu, in Eretz Yisrael, and the soldiers, something chas v'shalom, the soldiers taken or something's going on. So what could we do? We can't do anything, l'maisi. We don't know what to do. Kalapachas, the heart is broken, and to worry, and to daven. We hear this in the Ukraine, this is our Sweden, or whatever it is, to be worried. That's a very big sugi in halacha, that we're not allowed to rely on miracles. There are all kinds of questions with this, because there appears to be different places in Tanakh and in Chazal where there were Samach HaNes. The truth is, this klal of Ein Samach HaNes is not as big a klal as people make it out to be. It's not as big a klal. You could say that it's a klal for those who are deeply rooted in the Hishtadlus plan, in the Hishtadlus. But for those tzaddikim who are living in a place of bitachon b'Hashem, mamish, strong bitachon b'Hashem, A and B. Ein samach l'neis is as far as the yechidim are concerned, individuals. But as far as Am Yisrael is concerned, there isn't any of being samach l'neis. And that means that if you're a person who's in the bitachon, in the world of bitachon, according to how we're learning here, which means that you're attached to the Shechina, to Am Yisrael, then you don't have the din of a yachid, then you have the din of a tzibur. You're ready. There is such a need of being samach al hanes. He explains. Well, in Yiddish, the kolis is enyan el gab yichidim. Well, klai yisrael yichayim l'samach al hanes. Klai yisrael can be samach al hanes. Kamuva b'svar. Behind him, they should klai yisrael who atzmus hanes mamish. Why is it that klai yisrael can be samach al hanes? Because klai yisrael is hanes. And klai yisrael is hanes. That was our mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah b'dach ha-teva. B'dach ha-teva, there wouldn't be a Jew left in the world. Our mitzvah is not a mitzvah of Teva. The mitzvah of Am Yisrael, our existence, is an existence that's called Nes. Therefore, Am Yisrael can only exist, and has existed, by being somehow an Nisim. Ha'uma ha'ployis v'ha'el yoyna shalamala midarach ha'Teva. This nation that is a wonder, and that transcends nature, she or ha'shchina, because Am Yisrael is the light of the Shechina, and the Shechina in Am Yisrael is this Pele Elyon, this great wonder, this Pele. Am Yisrael as a nation is not meshubed to the usual rules and regulations of Teva. We're not. Our existence proves that. Lachain, therefore, b'inyonim shaklal Am Yisrael ein tzarech l'shabed atzmo machshev oisev l'gidrei ha'teva. Therefore, as long as you're in the sugi of Am Yisrael, you don't have to be mishabed yourself or your thinking to Gidrei HaTeva, to the normal rules and regulations of Teva. Obviously, these things have to be done with hadrocha from a big person. But there is such a thing as being samach al hanes when it comes to Am Yisrael. And if you're a person that's an Am Yisrael dikei mensch, so then there isn't any being samach al hanes. Remember how everybody was going mishugah, because they say that at the time when the scuds were firing all the missiles, so Chaim Kanievsky is sitting on the Mepesad, like, you know, with a shtender. He wasn't telling everybody that they should do that. Chaim Kanievsky belongs to Am Yisrael. His whole mitzvah is Am Yisrael. That's the way of the tzaddik. So somebody told me that he was in the room there, you know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and there was some American guy that asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, is it true that you were sitting by, but it says, ain't something, he asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, okay, he thought he schlugged up Reb Chaim Kanievsky. If you or I would be Reb Chaim Kanievsky, we'd say, oh, I never thought of that, that's a good question. Ain't something, it says, ain't something. First of all, Reb Chaim, of course, I don't know what the answer was, but that wasn't to get a nace. But b'chlal with Am Yisrael, it's not the same mahalach as the rest of the world. It's not the same mahalach. Therefore, Jewish leaders have to know, don't mix up the Jewish people with the cheshbonos of goyim. Goyim live a different way. They have different cheshbonos, the nations of the world. Shalachatzim ben lu'umiyim, that Jews are sitting around talking day and night about international pressure, to give in to international pressure. To give in, to give away pieces of Eretz Yisrael. Because of what? Because of what the goyim say, what the goyim think, because of what's considered to be politically correct. The Chabad says Jewish leaders have to know, don't be mabalbal Jewish minds and hearts with cheshbonos that are not Jewish. We live a different way. We live a different way. We don't depend on the world. Lachatzim ben lu'umiyim, international pressure, v'iyum and threats, shel ma'atzomas oilam, from the powers of the world, that they threaten us. That they threaten us. Some of the most inspiring things that you read in Menachem Begin's biography, there are many biographies, but those times when, like, we had some world leader that was telling him that if the Jews do this, and in Israel you do this, then we're going to take away. So Menachem Begin would say, we lived a long time before you, we're going to live a long time after you, and he would say to the rest of the Chevra, let's go down Mincha. Bye bye. No other Israeli leader spoke that way or speaks that way. But he said this because say that we are here before you, we're going to be here after you. Tigers of them. Nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. That's a leader. That's what it means to be a manhig. We're not subject to the shackle of the tie. Again, I'm not talking about silliness and recklessness. Oh, yeah, these things have to be with shikla das and with a cheshron. But this is not our world. We have to attach ourselves to our Father, our King, our Shepherd, and our Beloved. With all of our strength, to be Shomer Mitzvahs, to do His will with all of our strength. He said that there should be a world, and the world exists. He was the one who commanded, and the heavens and the earth and everything was. For Hutziva Oyesanu Lias Yashev Beretz Yisrael. Chalvan is strong in this Indian. And he commanded us to return and settle our land. Willitzmoach, and to grow there. Ula Hatzmiach, and to cause others to grow, and to cause the land itself to be strong. Oid v'oid. Ulis bases, and to be strongly based and rooted in the land. Ulis kadem, and to progress and to move forward. For also lot of lutan shitzarchlis chashiv b'dayis hagoyim v'chadoyim. It's forbidden for us to think and to use this as a time that we have to take in consideration what do the goyim think of us. When does it ever work, that chesed of what do the goyim think of us? When did that ever work? What do the goyim think of us? The harder Jews try to get the goyim to think good of us, it always comes out the opposite. Now it's again this fault. Like every time, we want the goyim to like us, we want the goyim to think well of us. I'm not talking about making a kiddush Hashem when you're at work and being honest and of course, the mekadesh Hashem Shemayim and everything we do. I'm talking about as far as in Eretz Yisrael and the pressure, the nations of the world and so on. The goyim think about
letting
us.
Letting murderers out just to look good. I mean, doesn't make any sense.
Letting murderers out. Because then the goyim are going to be happy with us. Then they're going to like us. We're going to let out these murderers. We'll go right back to the Malacha. Uh-huh. We're going to let, it's not even a Shiloh to go back to the Malacha. They're not even hiding, not even embarrassed to go back to Malacha. They get a million shkolim from the Arabs as compensation because they're heroes by the Arabs, by the Palestinians. The money, a lot of that money is coming from Jews themselves who are paying. And the money comes around and goes back through the Palestinians and then goes to give rewards to the guys who were released from prison. But until that time, their wives and children were getting this money. Were getting money they get. This way, the government are going to be happy with us. And the world will be happy with us. And then we'll be at peace. We'll be able to have peace. You remember one of the biggest machlokes in back, talking about Menachem Begin, was the whole thing with reparations with the Nazis, taking money from the Nazis. You remember that was gone. In the end, Begin lost that argument. He was an Eish Lahava not to take a penny from the Nazis after the Milcham, not to take a penny. And Ben Gurion, who was his bar plukta, so his thing was take whatever, we need the money, take whatever we can get. And at that time also Begin was giving speeches about Hinei lo yanun v'lo yishan shayim yisra. Ben Gurion's shayim yisra. We need the money. And I wouldn't be able to say to somebody that's poor, like, you know, that's, you sit here in Chuslo, you see it. But again, that was Begin's whole lineage was, we're going to give the Nazis the satisfaction. Kilo they're paying, Kilo they're going to feel good at night that they're giving us money for what they did to us. Not a penny. You know, Jews were beating each other up in the streets of Eretz Yisrael at that time over this lineage. This nakuda of the Nazis, the money that was going on. There was a mice, somebody shot them. There were terrible things going on. Shemikra mufurishu. It's a pefeish apasik. Hashem badod yanchenu vein imay el necha. Hashem has placed us in this world by ourselves. Hashem badad yanchenu. That's it. All we have is Him. Ein imay el necha. That's all we have. Tzichem onu lidbaik beratzen Hashem. If we want siyata d'shmaya, if we want extraordinary clear hashgacha pratis, then we have to be dovuk beratzen Hashem. Las is b'chol ois, with all of our strength, to worry about what Hashem thinks about us, not what the goyim think about us. Loy lachsha ish klal mihaiyumim, not to think at all, or be worried at all about the threats. Mehayyumim v'halachotzim, and the pressure shall umay sa'ilim of the nations of the world. Shekvarinu shashem is baruch imanu, the Bain Shem is with us. V'osalam in the yisim and the flaws b'chal dar v'dar, and he pulled us through each generation. Obadar shalonu, in our generation, v'inu pilei ploys b'm lachem m'sheish asayamim. He saw amazing things by the Six-Day War. V'in ha'ad dar v'nitbas b'seichel anayishi. The human mind cannot comprehend how we've managed in Eretz Yisrael these years. Not just that we've managed, but that we've been able to thrive. What, this is because the Goyim helped us, because they gave us money? This is because of America, because of the Nazis? There's no way to explain what's been happening in Eretz Yisrael these years, all of these years. There's a maid ke'elef edim. The Chaban says this is like 1,000 witnesses, edis. That our responsibility is one thing, lidbeik b'chol ayis, to attach ourselves to all of our strength, our King. The last is with Sinai, to do His will. V'hu yisbarach. Mim'on kodsho, and Hashem from His holy place, yifal l'rememeinu al ba'mayisei aretz u'latzlichenu b'chamayisei, and He'll lift us up to the highest places, and we'll be matzlich in everything that we do. At that time, and I'm sorry I got into this place of Begin, but at that time, with the British, what was going on in Israel, it was the same Mahalach. Everybody else was talking about appeasement. Everybody else was talking about making the British happy. In the meantime, Begin and the rest of the Chevra were figuring out how to blow up the King David Hotel, which unfortunately there were Jews that died also over there. But it worked. It worked. And the cheshem was also, what's the world going to do to us? It wasn't the same cheshem with the nuclear reactor in Iraq. I'm not talking about the one now. We were going through the same business. If Begin would be alive and he would be in office, this one in Iran would have been already shined over Butla a long time ago. There would have been no reactor. A long time ago. But when he went to do that in Iraq, the whole world didn't go meshuggah. I'm sorry to remind you, even Ronald Reagan and America, what was going on at that time, the whole world was against what Reagan did, and the whole world was screaming and yelling. And now everybody's saying, Taka, it was a good idea, Ooh, he saved the world. Saddam Hussein. B'shas Maisa, Reagan said, very simple, he said, no one's going to look out for us, we've got to look out for ourselves. Sorry. I feel bad about world opinion, it would be nice if everybody would like us, I don't care, I'm not here for popularity. No one's going to do it because the Jews can take care of themselves. No one's going to take care of us. That's what he said to America. That's what he said to England. That's what he said to France. He said, everybody's screaming and yelling. You're going to be condemned. You're going to be isolated from the... What do they use? That sheker, the lashon, is the community of nations. You know these lashons. Community of nations. We can be isolated. I'm sure he quoted the pasuk. Hashem badad yenchenu. We're isolated. No one else is going to take care of us, we'll have to take care of it ourselves. So, that's what's going to happen with this one too. It's taking a longer time. It's getting scarier and scarier. But that's what's going to happen. This one's going to be blown in Iran, it's going to be blown up too. The Israelis are going to blow it up. It's just taking a long time. Chalila, nothing should happen. But who's going to take care? Who's going to tell us and take care of us and tell us what to do? Nothing. Nobody. We don't need the kindness of the Umas Olam. To make ourselves dependent upon Chazdei Umas Olam. Which doesn't mean that we don't have a Hakaras HaTayif, whatever America has done for us. Of course you have a Hakaras HaTayif. But we're not totally Vidas HaChayim. The Inyan of Am Yisrael is not dependent upon the nations of the world. Bitochen we have to have as a people, not just as individuals, as a nation. We need to have Bitochen. As a people, as Am Yisrael, to have bitachon. How much is tablis do the Jewish people have to make? When it comes to this Indian of Palestinians, and we can't build homes for our people in Eretz Yisrael because of what the world thinks, so we can't build homes. So we put up new apartments, then the Goyim are all upset with us. And if we don't put up new apartments, so then what? Then the Goyim are upset with us. It's a nafkimin. We might as well have apartments. What's the nafkimin? What difference does it ever make with these things? Hakol toli bebitcheinenu boyis baruch v'shanu seinu alok. Everything depends on our bitachon and our relying on Him. Ukvar amu chachamim sh'af al pisha bitachon b'Hashem etzel hayichidim toli bedagas at tzidkas shaladim. Even though the Svarim is saying that the bitachon and Hashem by the yachid, by the individual, depends on the madrega of the tzidkus of that person. When it comes to Am Yisrael, it's not like that. The Jewish people in every generation, regardless of what level on spiritually, that's what happened in Shushan. If we turn away from the goyim and we turn back within ourselves, if Klal Yisrael is betech b'Hashem, Hashem is baruch yisayeh, that makes poor. Commissioner Yuleel, the Medrash, Al Dari Shal Haman. Shahoy Yisrael Shabbos Adarvu Uri Makloy. We were supposed to get killed. We were not worthy of remaining alive because of how we, whatever, because of we bowed down to Haman Tachash, to the Avodah Zarah, or because we had honor from the Sudos of Shalosh Shalosh Rasha, we went to Achashverosh's point, whatever. But we were supposed to be destroyed. Ashley Bokhu Basham. We were relying on Achashverosh. So even though we weren't on a high level, but we said enough is enough, and Mordechai HaYehudi came and he got the kids together, and Am Yisrael began and two more lights. So we fast and to cry, and we turned our hearts to Hashem, and that was it. We turned away. We turned away from Hishtadlis, and we turned entirely as a nation. Am Yisrael. Even though we weren't tzaddikim then. We weren't tzaddikim, we were on a lower madrega, on a low level. So even though Am Yisrael is not a madrega of tzidkis, but if we join together and we trust in Hashem, Am Yisrael has that special, special relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and can draw it, siyata d'shmaya, and with the Nesa Purim. Say that we weren't on the madrega of tzaddikim, and the miracles were not, therefore, l'mal m'derech hateva. The Nisim took place in the way of derech hateva. They weren't miracles like in Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Afalpichim v'zoicha for Yeshua. Kal v'chaim b'dor shelonu. How much more so in our generation? Shatshuvah leches u'mischazekes. Where Jews are becoming are better and better and better. Now he says something here. We'll finish with this sentence, which I don't know how he says this. But Torah leches u'misrab ba'am Yisrael. And Torah is growing stronger in Am Yisrael. We'll have to stop at that strange sentence. In all due respect, he says most of the tzibur already sends their children to get a religious education. Oh, that's right. He doesn't mean Jews in the world. Obviously, he means Rov HaTzibur in Eretz Yisrael. But I don't know. Rov HaTzibur is sending their children to get a religious education. I don't know what that means. But he's saying Megamazu Halechas Mischazegas Baruch Hashem. Yiddishkeit is growing stronger and stronger and stronger. I will make a similar. We'll pick up with this in Mitzvah next week.